This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. In Syria, the death toll is rising after what activists and opposition leaders are calling a massive offensive by pro-government troops in the city of Homs. Activists say at least 250 people have been killed in what could be the single most violent day since Syria's anti-government uprising began last March. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Beirut.
Activists say government troops shelled residential areas, reducing scores of houses to rubble and killing civilians, including women and children. They say the situation on the ground is critical, with hundreds of wounded being treated in makeshift field hospitals and mosques. Many are missing limbs and are in dire need of blood and shelter. And this video, calls to prayer and anti-government protest chants, can be heard over heavy gunfire. Syrian state media denied the reports by activists, saying the dead were victims of terrorist attacks. The violence comes as the United Nations Security Council could vote later today on a resolution condemning the violence in Syria. The council for now has ruled out any military intervention in Syria, but plans to back an Arab League initiative calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to abdicate power to a deputy. Russia has said it won't endorse a measure calling for regime change. UN officials say the language in today's resolution might be more vague. Even so, analysts in the region say the resolution is an important step toward making it clear to the Syrian regime it can no longer use violence against its own people. The resolution calls for Security Council supervision in the coming weeks and includes vague threats of further action if the Syrian government doesn't comply. The UN says more than 5,000 people have died since Syria's anti-government uprising began last March. Activists say that number is much, much higher. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.